Sam Smith, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and Zach here, ready for music news for Thursday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. A hearing could have not gone much better for Britney Spears. The judge accepted the resignation of her court-appointed attorney, then granted permission for Britney to select a new lawyer without undergoing a mental evaluation. Wednesday afternoon, she read from a written statement through her tears saying, quote, "The conservator's goal was to make me feel crazy. I'm not crazy, and that was not okay." Attorney Matthew Rosengart has a bulldog reputation. His role will be to fulfill Britney's demands, oust her father Jamie Spears, and ultimately terminate a conservatorship that has constrained her for 15 years. Britney told the court that Jamie Spears ought to be charged with conservatorship abuse because he broke down the door and shook my son. Investigate him. I'm here to get rid of my dad, Britney says. Matthew Rosengart requested that Jamie Spears immediately resign as conservator. His lawyer declined. Britney's dad remains solely in control of her estate, valued at $60 million. Rosengart pleaded to submit paperwork this month to remove Jamie. By the end of the day, Britney tweeted a video of her mood right now, doing cartwheels in the park. She wrote to her social media followers, quote, "I feel gratitude and blessed. Thank you to my fans who are supporting me. God bless you all. And hashtag free Britney." And while a lot of the UK is coming out of the most recent pandemic lockdown, Ed Sheeran is going back in because of a close contact with COVID. The Bad Habits singer is reportedly self-isolating after getting a warning that he'd been in contact with someone potentially infected with the illness. A source close to Ed tells Britain's Sun, quote, "It's a bit of a nightmare for Ed, but what can you do? He's obviously followed the rules and headed straight home when he was told to. He has taken several tests which came back negative, but that doesn't make a difference, so he's just getting on with whatever he can do from home." Though it's not clear when or where the contact took place, Ed did sit in Wembley's Royal Box during a recent soccer match between England and Germany, right next to Kate Middleton, who also self-isolated 2 weeks ago. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.